Hey, good morning, Patrick. How are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had a question about the accepting communion. My husband has a girl. Well, had a girlfriend that he moved in with that I, and we have a daughter together. And I was incredibly mortified, but that's, of course, anyone would be, so that doesn't make me any different. But I really wasn't very nice to her. I didn't go out to approach her, but like, she's quite a bit younger, and she's sort of like bopping over to my car when I have to leave my daughter with her. And I
Did your husband leave you and take up with this other woman?
And so I just wasn't, I don't think, and it, now it's been some years. In fact, they're civilly married now, and he's moving right along, and I haven't I won't. There's no reason for me to try to get an annulment. It's a valid marriage. I'm still married, and I would only approach getting an annulment if I ever got to the point, which God forbid I ever do, to where my faith is not as important as my own personal, wanting to, it's, don't get me wrong. It's not
Wanting
that
to
it's
get
not,
married again, you mean?
yeah, I feel like it would be a little putting God in the back seat if I just said, but I'm so lonely, but this isn't right. I mean, 'cause it was a valid marriage, and that's what it is. I mean, and that's not, I guess that's not really, I didn't call about the annulment. I called about the fact that, I've done some, like I've given her a hand gesture with a certain finger, like when
You
I
mean like
knew
a
that
good luck sign
I'm,
that can be interpreted in different ways by different cultures like that?
yeah, like have a nice day and
Yeah.
kind of thing. Yeah.
I get you.
And I
I
mean,
get you.
and I do hold, I mean, I think I'm more hurt now than I was, than I, at the time, I think I was hurt and really angry.
Yeah.
I'm still disappointed, and I don't know if that'll ever go away, but that's a really hard thing for me. I think I'm resentful a lot, and it's, I think I do harbor that. And I've talked about it in confession, and I just don't know if I should not take communion now. Like
No, no,
I don't
no.
know.
All right, let's talk about that. First of all, you are the victimized spouse. Your husband is the scoundrel who left you. He abandoned you, and you said child, daughter. I mean, I don't know if it's more than one child, but he abandoned you, and so you have every right to be aggrieved. You have every right to be resentful and to be angry about what happened. It would be unnatural. It would be not human for you, as the wife who's been victimized by him the way he did this, to not feel those feelings. I mean, I think you should be, get some psychiatric help if you didn't feel anything like that. You obviously are normal because you have those reactions. So that is not a sin. I mean, if somebody victimizes you in such a terrible way and you are emotionally devastated by it, that's not a sin. That's normal. That's the anguish that follows from somebody's bad decision. So you if you wanted to, Jody, in confession, you could mention that you're struggling with these feelings of anger and resentment and all of those things, and the Lord knows the secrets of my heart better than I do, and I'm feeling these feelings and I don't want to, but I can't help it. And I mean, if it would help to assuage your conscience if you're feeling guilty about that, I don't think you should, but if you did, you could mention it and then know that it's, at the foot of the cross.
I guess I
But,
feel like I, in a certain way, I feel like I owe her. I mean, as a couple years has passed. I mean, they got married a year and a half ago. I guess I feel like it's my obligation. I mean, I feel like I should apologize for like my nasty behavior of being in a way that I wouldn't really do that to anyone. And sort of like I feel like, I'm ashamed of really, how I reacted in the beginning, you know, because I just wasn't, I wouldn't smile and like be so excited. And I, but I would also, I would make comments like that were a little like my, there was a function and my husband brought my daughter and, brought his girlfriend at the time. And I was mortified because there was like other kids' moms. And so, you know, I wasn't expecting that. And so I just sort of said, oh, and you ladies, you remember my husband? And then this is his girlfriend. Like, mm-hmm. I just didn't, I mean, I've done things that were just not, not nice.
Those aren't sins.
Not really.
Those aren't sins. Those aren't sins.
I mean, I guess if I should rectify it or like leave my gift at the altar and then at least, I mean, I don't feel like it's really coming from the heart, but I feel like maybe that would be like a good beginning start. Do you think that I should at least acknowledge like the things that I've done? I mean, she knows what she's done. He knows what he's done. I don't need to tell them of their own, or I don't know. That's all. I guess I can take communion. I guess that's your answer.
Well, you know, I'm obviously not a priest, not a confessor, so I can't go beyond my role as a radio host, but I'm your brother in Christ, and I know enough to know that what you're describing is not a sin. If somebody is wounded physically, they cry out in pain. There's no sin in that. There's no sin for you to express your anger, even your fury that he has done something. So, I mean, what a dope. What a dope.
Yeah.
For him to do this to you and abandon his family. And I mean, not that it should bring you any satisfaction, but the truth is, eventually, if he doesn't repent, he's going to go to hell. And so will she. And I don't wish that on them, and I know you don't either. But part of your righteous indignation is that you see so clearly something so stupid and self-injurious that he's done to you and to the family and to himself. And how can you not be outraged by it? So no, I don't think nothing you've described just now suggests in any way that you've committed a sin. You're normal.
And I've had masses said for both of them. I finally got to the point where I can at least like pray for, you know, them. Yeah. But I appreciate that. I'll talk a little deeper about it with my confessor and so much blessing to you for all you do. You really changed my life. I don't know what I would do without it.
My heart goes out to you most sincerely, Jody. It really does go out to you, and I'm angry for you that this dolt of an ex-husband would do something so stupid and so hurtful, and my heart goes out to you. So you sound like a strong woman. You sound like somebody who's really, really self-aware and really thoughtful. And I mean, a lot of women who are in your situation, probably listening right now, are drawing some strength from you, even at this moment.
Oh, well, that's kind to say. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you. And I wish the same for you, Jody. I really do. And hopefully your husband will come to his senses and fix this problem that he's created. As Jesus said, with man, this is impossible, but for God, anything is possible. So we can pray for that at the very least. And by the way, as long as I'm at it, as long as my feathers are ruffled, if you're listening to this program right now and you are in that guy's position and you have walked out on your marriage and you have abandoned your wife and your child or children, or if you're the wife and you've done that to your husband, repent, turn around, go back, cut the ropes with whoever the new person is in your life, because if you haven't heard it from anyone else, you're going to hear it from me. You are on the road to hell. And if you don't change, if you don't repent, if you don't make amends, you're going to go to hell. And that's where you'll be for the rest of eternity. And if you want any advice on what to expect, read the Gospels. Jesus talks a lot about that. And the fire that's unquenchable and the utter desolation and pain and anguish and all those things that go along with it. Jesus himself talked a lot about that. And if you're in this situation yourself and you have walked out on your marriage and you've found a younger model and all of the above, you're on the way to hell. And somebody needs to tell you that. And I'm telling you that. So repent and stop it and turn around and go back to your wife, go back to your husband, go to confession. And if you're even thinking about doing this, I hope that what I just said puts the emergency brake so that you don't go forward and do something devastating like that.